David New, your great expertise is the area of law, the courts, and the judicial system. Make any connection you can at this point between major court decisions, perhaps, that have catapulted this nation to the point we are in, by so doing, perhaps, rejecting truth from those in those positions of government.
Well, one of the most important decisions, one of the most devastating decisions to the American family that David Kistler was talking about is Lawrence v. Texas, where the court effectively legalized sodomy. And then, of course, it then proceeded to declare the gay marriage to be a constitutional right. This is absolute corruption. People in America want to find freedom. Well, where do you get freedom? Do I become free when I have lots of money or when I have lots of education? Or is it lots of guns and bullets that make me free? Or is it drugs or alcohol? How do I find freedom? That is the great thing Americans are looking for. The answer is truth, and the truth shall make you free. When you take Christians in the former Soviet Union who were locked up for their faith in Christ, locked up for year after year, those people were more free than the communists in Moscow. And that's what people don't understand. When you move away from God, move away from his definition of family, you may think you're becoming free, but you are going further into bondage and sin.
Well, David, you made that clear, and I think you could go much further even than what you did, because you're saying that in the case of the courts, when they redefined marriage, I'm going to put it in another perspective, they made a decision in the court. They set aside the truth of God's word, and they declared that the killing of babies was fine.
Now, oh, yeah, they used abortion. Right? They used the 14th Amendment to do that. And that 14th Amendment, they call it the Federal Abortion Amendment. I call it the Federal Death Amendment.
Okay.
Because it caused the slaughter of more Americans than anything.
And David, would you not say that that is a prime example of setting aside the definition of truth and a standard, as you're talking about? When that happens, is there not a connection between the attitude of death that has developed, the breakdown of the family and marriage, and all of these bizarre and wild aberrations of sexual activity from Harvey Weinstein and Jeffrey Epstein and all these fellas? Are these not a result of setting aside truth in government and saying these things are permissible when God says they're not?
Absolutely. And when you devalue human life as basically what abortion does, then human life becomes cheap and it becomes vulnerable. And that's why we see the kind of killings that we see today in this country, because we don't value human life the way we used to, the way it should be done.
And Dave, let me finish this before I go to Gary. In the case of those in office, be they in the judiciary or in Congress, wherever, yes, they put their hand up when they're sworn into office, they take an oath of office. And that oath of office is to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. If there is
right.
no truth, what does that oath mean?
It means absolutely nothing. And that's the problem. We cease to become a government of laws, but a government of men. And when that happens, you're in trouble. You're finished.
Would you go as far, Dave, as saying the president has talked about the rule of law? We've talked about the rule of law a lot, but in reality, you could almost say it's the rule of truth. Could you not?
Absolutely. They are cousins. They operate in the same field, and to have one and not have the other is almost impossible. You really can't, because they're in the same stream. They feed the same things, they grow and prosper the same people, and when you reject either one, you've lost half the ingredients for a good life.